You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode. Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Okay, we have a great show planned today, and it's really exciting to me. First of all, during the first half hour, we're going to be joined by Steve Lapidus, as you know, from AgeForce, a major sponsor of this show. And as you know, if you love the show, whenever possible, patronize the sponsors. And we're talking about AgeForce is coming to the rescue, and I'll explain why when we have Steve on in just a moment. Then we're going to change it up. Agricultural subsidies, you've heard me argue about them. The government should be out of our pantry. Well, we're going to be joined by Caroline Frank, and we're going to talk about agricultural subsidies and the American obesity epidemic, their relationship. Very, very important discussion. Then we're going to shift gears, but kind of stay in the same, on the same highway when we talk about the hidden cost of moving up, type 2 diabetes and persistent poverty in the American South. When we're joined by Richard Steckel. You know, we've talked about how when we did the show with Con Centuri Davison about the plight of the African-American, I said during that show that the African-American came through the South. You have to remember that they were embargoed into the South as a result of slavery, and they were indoctrinated into a way of eating that is the worst way in the world. Paula Deen proves that. And so we're going to talk about that in greater detail later in the show. But first, my good friend from Brooklyn, New York, Steve Lapidus. How you doing, Steve?
Terrific, Carl. Thank you, and great to be back. From Brooklyn, and then 25 years in Great Neck, Long Island, and then 10 years in Villanova, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And now in sunny Hallandale Beach, Florida.
And let's face it, the witness protection program has to keep moving you around, right? That's what this is.
You know, it's very funny. It's very funny you say that. When we moved to Philadelphia from Great Neck, Long Island, and we started to make friends, Philadelphia, the people in Philadelphia have, God bless them, almost an inferiority complex. Why? So they said to us, why would anybody move from New York to Philadelphia? And the speculation was that we were in the witness protection program.
That's
my wife and I.
That is
funny. I'll tell you this, our 10 years in Philly was spectacular. The greatest people in the world. It's a great town. We just really enjoyed Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philly is a lot of fun. I used to travel there on business a lot. Okay, so let's explain why you're on the show today. Let me do the leader.
You're going to frame it out? Okay.
Yeah, because I've been breaking Steve's chops for quite some time now. We have a lot of people who are using the weight loss fat burner patch with great success. We've done shows. People were completely unsolicited, came on the show and talked about how it helped them. Personal trainers that used it to reach their own goals and now having their clients use it to reach their goals. We have all these people out there that are using the patch, but there's one small segment of people that just won't do it. And so I said to Steve, look, Steve, there's a group of people out there who, for whatever reason, they don't want to have to sign up for an auto ship, even though you guys are amazing. We've never had one complaint about somebody wanting to get off the merry-go-round with you and not being able to, or being charged, or whatever the BS is that happens with a lot of these other auto ship programs. In fact, I get emails from people saying, what a great company AgeForce is. You know, I don't want to go too far with this, but they shipped the product. I called and canceled. And they said, you know what, no harm, no foul, just keep it and we'll cancel you. Now, that's not going to happen a lot, and I don't want to promote that. Steve, I'm sorry. I know you're probably thinking, Carl, what are you doing to me? But wait a minute. I just want to show how far they go to reach customer satisfaction. So I said, there's one segment of people that just won't try the fat loss patch. And the only reason I can get from the emails that I get from people is they just don't want to sign up for the auto ship. So I said to Steve, please just do this for me. I said, let's just do it one time, not for a long period of time. 100 people in the door who don't want to sign up for the auto ship. Order once, just pay shipping and handling and let them try it. If they like it, they'll get on. If they don't like it, they'll go up the road, but hopefully they'll give it a fair trial. And Steve agreed with one caveat. He said, I'll do it, but I also want to put on that page for those who don't mind the auto ship to be able to get their free month with the auto ship like we were doing before. So we have both of those set up right now. For those out there who say, look, I'm not signing up for any auto ship. An auto ship killed my baby brother. No problem. Try the patch. Just pay for shipping and handling. And those who say, you know, I'll go ahead and sign up for the auto ship. And if it doesn't work, I'll cancel in time because I'm really, really good at that sort of stuff. You can sign up for the auto ship and get your free month sample. So did I explain that properly?
You did, but you didn't give enough emphasis for your listeners to tell them how you beat me up without mercy.
I've been doing this for months. I said, Steve, Carl, you don't understand. I want to make sure that people give it a fair trial. The only way to get them to give it a fair trial is if they have some flesh in the game. They sign up for the auto ship. That's flesh in the game. I said, let's just try it this one time. So there's a banner ad on my homepage, and it's at the very, very top. And it says, first 100 Super Human Radio listeners qualify for a free month of the fat loss, the weight loss fat burner patch. You click that link, go to the page, and select which one you want, and it's yours. You just pay shipping and handling. Now, for those of you listening to the show late because of the podcast, a lot of people don't get to listen to the show for a week or so later. If the banner ad is still there, the offer is still available. If the banner, because once we reach the 100 mark, the banner ad disappears. I've already got my webmaster set up that once I email him and say we're done with it, he clicks it and unpublishes that link and it's gone. So if this banner ad is still there at the top of the page, this offer is still available. Okay? Now, what do you want to add to this, Steve? I know I beat you up, and it's true. Well, I did. I've been hounding you for a month.
And that's fine. But you know what? The audience should know, Carl, your listeners should know that you have their best interests at heart, and you're constantly coming to us and challenging us, whether it be on something like this, which you feel would be a benefit to certain segments of your audience, or you're coming to us and pushing us to do this or that with a formula or to consider this new patch or to consider a formula ingredient or whatever. It's just, it's why we love to be a sponsor, because of your credibility and because of the terrific audience you have.
You take a lot of feedback from the listeners. I happen to know that one of the modifications you did on a patch several months ago ended up as a result of a listener emailing you and saying, you really ought to think of adding this to this patch. I can't remember what it was, but I remember you told me the story. So it's not just that you really do feel privileged to have the Superhuman Nation as part of your marketing area, because they are the most intelligent listeners in the world. They actually recommend things to you.
Well, without question, and again, we listen. I mean, you know, once we get a suggestion, it goes to the laboratory, and then the best scientific research and minds are applied. And if a suggestion we get makes sense, we will incorporate it. But getting back, Carl, to the weight loss patch, we have been just. As you know, this patch is about 6-7 months old now. We introduced it on Superhuman Radio to the world and then, broadened our marketing, after Superhuman Radio. But, we've gotten thousands and thousands of customers, from our relationship with you, and Superhuman Radio listeners have embraced this patch to us, the biggest compliment we get about this patch is the fact that very few people cancel their auto ships. People keep using this patch month after month after month because it not only helps you burn body fat, but it helps you keep the fat off. keto-DHEA in the patches is terrific at setting up a barrier for new body fat storage. But the other thing is the viral marketing. People that lose weight, let's say, you know, you see a friend that's lost 10 pounds. You say, hey, look how great you lost weight. How did you lose it? Well, people love to say how they've lost the weight. You know, they, you know, it's that, you know, hey, I lost the weight.
The Me Too syndrome,
yeah,
I call it.
The Age Force weight loss patch. It's terrific. You guys got to try it. But, you know, we are aware of the fact that there is a, well, we get over 80% of our customers are auto ship customers. And that's for all of our patches worldwide, across the board call. 8 out of 10 people order the auto ship. And we have gone to great lengths to make sure that our auto ship policies are consumer friendly. We're not, there are so many scammy companies out there that, hey, try a free trial and then, you know, you got to go through the gates of hell to, you know, get out of the free trial. That's not us. I mean, our free trial is meant to be, our auto ship program is meant to be convenient, where you don't have to worry about ordering every month. And if you're not happy with any of our patches for any reason, send us an email. We cancel your ordership. We send you back an email so that you have a paper trail that it's canceled. And as you said, you know, if somebody calls the day of an ordership, you know, panicked, I forgot to cancel. I just saw this bill show up on my online banking. You know, we work with people. I mean,
yeah. Don't take advantage of their goodwill by planning to cancel on the day that you get the bill. Because if there's a large number of those things happening, it's going to impact all the other people who are not trying to scam Age Force.
Yeah,
I just want to say that up front, because there's always people who play the line, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're few and far between. But again, when you and I talked about doing this promotion for 100 customers, to get the people that might be reluctant to order by auto ship, you know, it rang a responsive chord with us, but again, as you described, when people click on the banner, they're going to go to this landing page. It's a blind order page. Bookmark the page so you don't lose it or use the banner to get back to it. You can't navigate to it. And you'll see two order options. One is the 30-day, where when they enter the promo code, which is I'll have to look to see. I forgot what the promo code
is. I'll tell you what it is. Keep talking. It's yeah, isn't that funny? I think it's Superhuman Radio. Yeah, first 100 Superhuman Radio listener. Superhuman Radio listeners. Wait, what is the promo code?
I'm going to tell you in a minute. I forgot what it was.
There's a string at the bottom. I don't think that's the promo code, Supreme Radio listeners.
No, I'll tell you in a second. If I'm not mistaken, the promo code is first listeners qualify for this. Click your free order.
No, you know what? Let's do this. Let's take a break. Let's make sure, because I'm looking at the banner ad now, and I don't see, unless I'm missing it. Hold on. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll clear up this issue about what the promo code is, and we'll explain the two offers that are up there. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. bodybuilding, visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Get everything right and I want you to. Get everything.
Welcome back.
Right,
okay, so this is what what happens when you have two altacacas on the same interview here. So we're both wrestling and looking at the banner ads, and where the hell is the coupon code? Guess what? It's on the landing page. When you click the banner ad, at the very, very top of the landing page, it says enter promo code SHR free. So
Superhuman Radio for SHR free.
That's
there
it.
You go.
And so you have two choices when you get there. Monthly auto ship, which if you do want to try signing up using the auto ship, getting the first month for free and canceling if you don't like it, you can do that. And that locks you into a much cheaper price for future orders. Or you could do a one-time 30-day supply for free, and you pay the shipping and handling, and that's it.
Correct.
And both of them you have to pay shipping and handling, just for the record. So it's not like, oh, that's the catch. No, it's not the catch. It really isn't. They really did this the best way possible to meet my request to give those out there who, for some reason, whatever reason, don't want to sign up for an auto ship just to try something, the ability to try something. That was the whole
but
method
again,
behind this.
Again, this is, this is going to, that banner will come down, call as soon as we hit 100,
yeah.
Hit 100 customers.
Yeah, and that's it. So, and then it's gone.
Some other interesting, again, Carl, we hope people take advantage of this weight loss. You've heard everybody hears about, miracle weight loss products, but here's one that works,
right.
Does exactly what we say it does.
Right.
We've been pretty busy, Carl. We're working on a couple of formula upgrades.
Now, what do you mean formula upgrades? These are existing patches that people are buying and you're modifying
them? Existing patches, yeah. Yeah, what we do is, every day, every week, science moves forward. It doesn't stop, and there are different clinical trials worldwide, reports, professional papers are published about different supplements and, their efficacy. And, we pay attention to all that in addition to our own research and, as new information becomes available that allows us to make a formula better, more effective, you know, we pay attention to that and we react to that. We've had literally in the last 10 years hundreds of formula upgrades, which we do by a running change. We let the customer know, especially on our autoship customers, let's say hypothetically somebody's getting the amino acid patch, and we upgrade and improve the formula. You know, their next order, it's a running change. They get the formula, the new upgraded formula, no additional expense, no price change. And we include in their order a literature to let them know that the formula has been improved and upgraded and how we did it. So we're working on, I believe it's three formula upgrades, you know, which will probably happen in September. And again, there'll be running changes for people that are currently on autoship. No difference in price, just getting a new and improved product.
I mean, think about this for a second. So it's like buying a Windows machine, right? You buy a Dell computer, and it comes with a specific operating system and a certain hard drive and a certain amount of RAM. And then one day, Dell says, hey, send that back. We just sent you a brand new computer. It's all updated. It's running the latest version of Windows, and you didn't have to pay anything extra or ask for anything for it. I mean, think about that. How many companies do that? Most companies, when they do something new and approved, they want you to pay the new and improved price.
No, we don't do that. We, again, we just feel that, you know, we want each formula to represent the current science, the most advanced science for that particular patch. And, you know, we work hard to keep it that way. We have some patches that have had, two, three, four running changes in a year.
Yeah.
But, you know, that, you know, it just depends on how fast the science moves, Carl, and the research, for the, you know, that particular formula is reflected in the, you know, with our running changes.
Yeah. And again, some of these changes result, they are as a result of emails that you receive from listeners who say you should look at adding this to a patch. And then your guys start doing some research. And if it looks like it's worthy, you guys get involved. I mean, that's really exciting to me, because that means that your opinion out there it means something, and that AgeForce thinks that you know what you're talking about, you know, which my audience does. So
no question. Interesting for your audience that are using the HGH Power Patch, you know, the injection strength Power Patch,
right?
Call. We currently have. See, our company doesn't pay any athletes to, you know, to promote our patch. No,
right?
Endorsements. We don't,
right,
do endorsements.
Right.
We just it just goes against our nature. You know, we don't want people to feel that, hey, they heard about this basketball player or this power lifter or this hockey player is using AgeForce, because we're paying them. We don't,
right,
do that.
Right.
But we've got literally thousands of top world-class athletes using our products.
Really?
Yeah. We speak to them all the time. Interestingly enough, we've got three world champion power lifters using the power patch, the AgeForce power patch.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And they also use other patches, but two of them, well, one, I think you've had one on your show, Michael Shealy.
Yes. Yeah, he's been on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a world champion in the 60-year-old and above category. We've got one customer who is hoping by Christmas Eve, and he's going to video it and everything, to deadlift 1,000 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
And what patches is he using?
And he's a young guy. He's in his 30s. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I'm going by memory, call the power,
yeah,
patch, the testosterone patch, the creatine patch, testosterone, creatine, power patch,
melatonin.
He buys the multivitamins, and he uses the multivitamins and B complex for you know, for just nutritional purposes.
Right.
But he's getting close. I mean, he's keeping us up to date on his progress.
That's
every
exciting.
Every week, every month, he's getting closer.
You got to send him a shirt. You got to send him a shirt. Not many people have the age for a shirt. And so Steve sent a couple shirts to me, and I gave one to Elisa. And one morning I came down. It was a weekend, actually. It was like a Saturday morning.
Right, right.
And Elisa was doing some work around the house, and she was in the laundry room, and I looked in, and she had the Age Force shirt on, and I laughed. I actually snapped a shot of it and sent it to Steve, texted it to him, and said, look, this is what I have to wake up to now in the morning, which was kind of funny. But, do you make the shirts available to just anybody, or was that just a limited run?
It was just a limited run. We're not in, as you can appreciate, we're not in the shirt business. We're not in the baseball hat business, and we just bought a couple of dozen shirts and had them printed with the logo. But, it'd be interesting. We'll send him
a shirt that he can wear when he goes in deadlifts.
Yeah.
That would be
we're
cool.
He's going to do some videos and stuff. So it'd be interesting to see if he hits his goal of a thousand pound deadlift.
That's an amazing feat of strength. Amazing for anybody.
No question.
Anything else exciting to talk about before we wrap?
That's it for now. And again, if you snooze, you lose. First 100 customers click on that banner and get the free month of the weight loss patch.
And as long as the banner is there, if you come to superhumanradio.com and you see the banner, it's at the very, very top, those two long columns, those two vertical columns, it's the top left column, and it says free supply promo on the header, and you'll see the banner ad for, it says first 100 Superhuman Radio listeners qualify. If the banner ad is there, it's still available. And we're not saying this because we're really going to give away 700 patches and we're only saying 100. It's because we know that there's a certain number of live listeners and there's a certain number of listeners in the podcast, and the podcast listeners can listen to shows even a week or two later because they are so busy and they want to listen to every show. So a lot of times they're a week or two behind. I get emails from people all the time saying that. So if you're listening to this podcast now and you're going, gee, I would have taken advantage of that. I wish I would have known about it. It's 2 weeks later. If the banner ad is still up there, that means that there's some number of patches still available under this offer. If it's not, then I'm sorry. It's gone.
That's correct. So, again, Carl, thanks for having me.
Of course.
As always, it's a privilege to be associated with Superhuman Radio. We cherish the relationship, and we'll be talking soon.
Okay, Steve. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carl. Bye-bye.
All right, so don't forget, when you click the banner ad, the coupon code is on the landing page. And so don't worry about the coupon code till you get to the landing page. Okay, so now we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Caroline Frank. And we're going to talk about the subsidies that agriculture receives from government and their linkage to the American obesity epidemic. It's an important discussion. We've talked about it before. We're going to get deeper into it now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood. food from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay, this next discussion is actually something that we've talked about indirectly for a long, long time now. Agricultural subsidies and the American obesity epidemic. You've heard me say that the government needs to get out of our pantry. And we're going to get a little deeper into this now with Caroline Frank. How you doing, Caroline?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. First of all, give us a little background. Why were you even looking at this information?
Well, so I think, as you're well aware, obesity is it's a very topical issue. It's a very important issue. And I think for a long time, people have sort of looked at this issue as they focused on the individual responsibility and how individuals, choose what they want to eat. They are responsible for making healthy decisions. But actually, what we found is that the environment is very important in determining how people make choices and what choices they make. So that's sort of where we started looking at the determinants of this environment and what creates a healthy food environment. And it turns out that actually the current nutritional environment in the U.S. is pretty out of whack when it comes to what they're hoping to achieve, what public health, specialists are hoping to achieve.
I think the important discussion here, is the, first of all, we understand that the three most subsidized crops in the United States are corn, wheat, and soy.
Right.
We understand that subsidy means government investment. We understand that people who make investments expect a return on investment. Even to break even and get your money back is better than losing money. So
right.
We understand that the government has an interest, both intrinsically and extrinsically, for these crops to do well in sales. So then on this flip side, We have the government making recommendations about dietary guidelines. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it seem like it's inappropriate that some would say, like in scientific communities, if you were to publish a paper promoting something, and then it was learned that your research was funded by a group that stands to profit from your opinion, a lot of times mm-hmm. disclosure has to be made to show conflict of interest. I see a conflict of interest here at the government level. Am I wrong about that?
No, not at all. And that's actually a very important criticism that that a lot of people are making, is that, you know, the government is making these recommendations about you know, how people should eat and what foods they should be eating, but at the same time, it's encouraging the production of, you know, the basic components of the very foods that we're telling them not to eat. So it is very much paradoxical, and I think that, you know, the short answer to that is just it's big business. There's a lot of money in the food industry, and it's arguably one of the biggest, you know, biggest industries in the world.
And what happens is, and I actually said this on a show one time, I said separating government from industry mm-hmm. is harder than separating conjoined twins who share a heart. Because in order to separate them, one of them has to die, and neither of them wants to die. So you have industry supporting government and the aspirations of politicians, and you have those politicians supporting the industries that are helping them keep themselves in office, and the American people are the ones who are losing here.
Yep, exactly.
So what did you find out? So explain now did you do direct research? Did you review existing papers and write an opinion position? Explain what your paper was.
Yeah, so basically what we set out to do was a kind of literature review of all the evidence that has been published so far that deals with the role of subsidies in shaping this nutritional environment. And we reported those findings and kind of came to a conclusion of our own based on those findings. So what we found is that there's a lot of still contention about this issue, and it's still pretty controversial. A lot of people would disagree with our conclusion. But I think part of the reason for that is that, you know, agriculture is such a huge sector, and, you know, it's very difficult to kind of obtain direct figures as far as, you know, a subsidy for a given product results in, you know, this percent increase in weight and this, you know, this many people, you know, it's very hard to kind of to come up with those estimates. So although, you know, we have very little data as far as, you know, numbers that, you know, for weight gain or whatever on the population level, we do know from the existing data that government is really encouraging the production of, you know, a select few commodity products, which we also know to be the basic ingredients in the foods that are fueling the obesity epidemic.
Yes.
And by this, I mean especially soy and corn. So soy, for instance, according to the American Soybean Association, 70% of the fats and oils that are consumed by the American population are soy oil. So these are, you know, French fries, potato chips, and corn. You've got, you know, high fructose corn syrup, you know, which is in so many different foods, ranging from, you know, ice cream to ketchup and canned fruit. So it's really it's very difficult to kind of to separate that.
Well, you know, I'll even take it a step further. You know, I mean, when you look at the foods that people eat, the majority of the foods that people eat who are suffering from obesity. Mm-hmm. And you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to put this all together. I mean, you don't have to wait for research to come forth. All you have to do is look at the obesity epidemic, look at the rise in the foods that people are eating that they didn't eat 100 years ago, mm-hmm. and you can see that they everything rises together. And then you have organizations like the Food and Drug Administration who mm-hmm. allow organizations like the Corn Refiners Industry Organization to rename high fructose corn syrup to glucose fructose syrup or something else in an effort to avoid identification. And this is an unbelievable atrocity. People deserve to know what they're eating, and the Food and Drug Administration here in the United States is allowing these companies to rename products that we've already decided we don't want to eat so they can slip it to us. I mean, yep. the level of corruption, you know, and I've said this before, It's either ineptness or corruption, and neither one of those are acceptable at that level of an industry. I'm sorry, of a governing body. It's unacceptable.
Right. Yeah. No, that's definitely true. And I think, you know, as far as education, you know, even like you said, even when people do know of the effects of a given, you know, the unhealthy effects of a given product, then, you know, the response to that is that we try to mask that product and to try to make it easier for people to, you know, purchase these products unknowingly.
Right.
So yeah, it's definitely very corrupt. Yeah.
So the conclusion that you came to, basically is that these foods that are being subsidized are also linked to some other problems that we see in the obesity epidemic, right?
Right.
Okay. So now you've put this paper out there. It's obviously peer-reviewed in order for it to have ended up in the journal that it ended up in. What is the general consensus that you're getting from your peers? Are they saying, you know, you're shaking a tree you shouldn't be shaking, or are they saying, bravo, this is good work?
You know, the response is very divided. I think that at least from the, you know, we submitted this to an academic journal, you know, of course, which is focused primarily with health. And, I think that the response from the health sector is that, you know, this is, if it really is an issue, then, you know, we need to consider every side and, you know, it's definitely something worth looking at, whatever the end result. I think it's really from the kind of private corporate sector that, you know, doesn't want us to really look into this too deeply. I would like to keep keep the status quo. But yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, even in the research community, as I mentioned earlier, people are still divided about, you know, mainly the magnitude of the impact of subsidies and the products that are promoted.
So you mean that there are people out there who think, wait a minute, subsidies have nothing to do with the people's propensity to consume these foods? Is that what you're saying?
Right, exactly.
Are they kidding me? Are they kidding?
Well, so actually there are some pretty important arguments that they've raised to this effect, and arguments that we've addressed in the paper that are valid, but that we don't think explain the whole picture. Some of these arguments are that, well, you know, farmers have acreage limiting, production limiting restrictions on their farms, so they can't just grow as much as they want, that there are certain restrictions. But I think as far as that specific argument is concerned, you know, we need to keep in mind that production has been steadily increasing per acre, since 1948. And I think that, you know, in 2009, we had record yields of corn. You know, so people are actually producing more for the same acreage than they ever have. Other arguments that they've raised are, you know, that the grain cost share of the end product is relatively small compared to other costs. So again, because of industrialized farming, today farmers only get a very small percentage, I think around 19% maybe, of the total cost of the end product, of the grain product goes to the farmer. The rest is really, you know, large scale sort of food processors.
But that doesn't tell the story, because the reality is, first of all, it tells one story that the farmers are exploited. But more importantly, the farmers, they just need a product to sell, and they factor in what percentage of dollars they're getting for that. It's obviously profitable for them to be doing it, or they wouldn't be growing it.
Right. No, definitely. And also, well, I think that, you know, something that a lot of people aren't aware of is that farmers often don't have very much say in terms of what they grow. And this is because agriculture is really dominated by, special interests to a large extent, and, you know, very few, large businesses. So not only is the government encouraging, you know, the production of, you know, big five grains, which are really corn, wheat, rice, soy, and sorghum. But then, you know, the buyers, I mean, there are only a handful of buyers per commodity. So, you know, the farmers know what is likely to be purchased. And it's very, you know, it's a bad business decision for them to start growing things that are either not going to be subsidized, or that, you know, for which there's no demand in terms of, you know, these mega buyers, which, you know, basically dominate and control the agriculture industry.
And when you factor that 19% that ends up in the farmer's pocket, for growing, is that including this government subsidies? Because I've heard ridiculous subsidies paid to farmers to grow specific crops. I mean, I know farmers that grow specific crops not because of the yield they get, but because of the government money they get for growing it.
No, that definitely does happen. It's an unfortunate reality, and I think that right now the way that subsidies are being allocated is that the highest earners are really benefiting the most from this this program, and this is really, you know, completely opposite to the way that we, you know, traditionally understand government support, which, you know, for instance, welfare is supposed to benefit, you know, people who need it the most vulnerable people in society, and it's usually temporary. These government issued subsidies, on the other hand, are really encouraging, you know, they're rewarding these top growers,
right?
And these payments are actually institutionalized in the farm bill. And so, you know, for instance, direct payments, which are probably the most controversial type of subsidy that's allocated right now, literally are just, it's a government handout. It's a $5 billion government handout annually to farmers based on just the size of their farm. So how many acres they have. It has nothing to do with whether they're even actually growing anything. So they don't even have to be on the farm and they receive this money. So I think that, you know, obviously this is a very faulty system, and something needs to be done about that. And I think that for a long time we've, you know, this has been kind of well hidden from the population.
Right.
Maybe obesity is kind of, you know, or the interest in agriculture and such is helping us to uncover some of these issues.
We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick up this discussion on the other side. This is a very, very important discussion. People need to be aware of it. I know my audience is aware of it already, but it's important that we teach other people this. We're going to come back in just a moment and continue the discussion with Caroline Frank. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. Caroline, let me ask you a question. It looks like not only is there a push to promote these crops through government, but at the same time, it looks like they're reducing support of what would be considered sustainable agricultural practices. Is that true?
That is true, yeah. So actually another downside of these agricultural subsidies is that not only are they encouraging the promotion of these grains that fuel obesity, but they're discouraging the production of fruits and vegetables, for instance, which seems completely counterintuitive when, again, you know, when we're thinking about what we want to see on a population level as far as, you know, eating more fruits and vegetables and access to these foods. And this is actually, it goes back to policy again. So farmers who want to grow fruits and vegetables, for instance, can't do so if they receive any government subsidies for what is called program crops.
Wow.
So program crops are those crops that, you know, again, the big five, grain crops.
Right.
And so they can't, they're actually penalized if they were to choose to grow fruits and vegetables and, you know, would potentially lose all government support for their entire farm. So it's very difficult for people to make that decision, for farmers to make that decision to say, well, you know, I'm going to grow fruits and vegetables as opposed to, you know, program crops, which often guarantee income. There's more economic security there,
yeah,
to grow program crops than to grow what the government calls specialty crops, which I think is kind of funny. That
I know, specialty, yeah. Fruits and vegetables are specialty items. And if you listen to Hugh Grant from Monsanto, we're all elitists because we don't want to eat genetically modified foods. What are your recommendations? So in your paper, you have a list of recommendations that you would like to provide to those who are hammering out the 2013 Farm Bill.
Yeah, so that's actually, it's a bit tricky. I think a lot of the things that, you know, ultimately we will want to see in the future, might not be, realistic short-term goals, but, you know, I think they're still important to promote. Of course, we want to see more, you know, more support for sustainable agriculture. And actually, so there's a lot of concern about conservation issues and, you know, and the Farm Bill. And actually, conservation is very much tied to health and to obesity, I think, in many respects, because having a healthy, sort of sustainable food environment and agriculture industry results in the kinds of foods that we want to see from a public health perspective. So, you know, to encourage you know, fruit and vegetable growers, probably by, you know, either removing these restrictions that exist, for people to grow, you know, fruits and vegetables if they were to choose to do so. And also just to encourage, you know, local food systems also, which I think are important and the people are seeing the value of more recently. And I think that, you know, it's something that is growing and that government is realizing that people are actually interested in. And funny enough, I think that, you know, a lot of people don't tend to think that, you know, oh, this is the Farm Bill or this is agriculture. I don't have anything to do with agriculture. You know, many of us live in cities and we don't think of this very often, but, you know, it affects all of us. And I think that if we were to, be a little bit more vocal about the kinds of, you know, decisions that we hope to see, on that level, that Congress would actually listen because they're not used to hearing from us, right? People don't usually speak out.
I gotta be honest with you here. I don't think that they want to hear from us because they want to do, they don't want to, pee in the Cheerios. You know what I mean? They don't want to upset the people that fund, the lobbyists that help. They don't want to upset those people. So you're right. They don't hear from us. And there's a reason for that. They don't make themselves truly accessible. If you call a politician's office, you get generally somebody on the phone. And if you say, hey, I'd like to speak to Rand Paul. Well, what is this about? Well, I want to talk about this. Can you please submit that in a letter and we'll get back to you? And even if the person writes a letter, they usually get a form letter back saying, well, Rand Paul is already aware of that and here's what he's doing. It's like, but you can get a lobbyist could sit down with Rand for 2 hours at lunch if he wants to, without a problem. So I honestly think that these politicians don't want to hear from us because they feel like, well, if I don't hear from you, then I could ask for forgiveness instead of permission. And it's always better to ask for forgiveness. Well, I didn't know that this is the way it was. The other thing that beguiles me out of this whole thing is the fact that, that these politicians that are the ones that are that making these decisions, on the farm bill right now, they are making suggestions at the same time indirectly about dietary, consumption that leads to disease. And that's the thing that really freaks me out the most, because we know that the etiology of most diseases today can find their way back to some sort of either nutritional insufficiency or abundance of the wrong foods. And so they're impacting health, and the healthcare debacle is scary.
Yep, definitely. And I think that, you know, a conversation that, you know, a lot of people have probably heard, at least with respect to the farm bill, is the fact that there are both sides, so both the Senate and the House want to cut substantial amounts of funding to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Food Program, so otherwise known as food stamps. So we're talking, you know, $10 billion, at least for the House bill, that they want to cut over the next 10 years. And although, you know, we don't discuss this directly in the paper, I think that, you know, this is extremely worrisome because, you know, we're talking about vulnerable people who already have very restricted access to the right kinds of foods. And so we're talking about restricting this even more. It's very concerning. So I'm not sure what's going to happen on that front. But,
and let's not forget, and I've said this before, my audience is going, okay, Carl, we get it. But the reason that food stamps were created was to allow people in the cities to do business with farmers in the country. That's why it's on the USDA's budget and not some other entitlement program budget. And, and farmers see no food stamps anymore. They get none of that money anymore. It goes right to, it goes to Archer Daniel Midlands and ConAgra indirectly because they go to the grocery store and buy their pre-made, you know, poison meals. It's very, very sad. And the last thing to remember is this. If you're listening to this interview and you're thinking, oh my God, there's no chance of us fixing this. Yes, there is. You vote with your dollars every day. You may not want to call your politician, but every day you vote with your dollars, do business with local farms. Find farmers. Go to farmers markets. Do business with local farms. Don't worry about the rest of the world. Just save your little family. And trust me, when the money stops going to Kroger's and the grocery stores and starts going to the local family farms, the big companies are going to go, okay, I guess we need to change our approach because we're losing lots of dollars now.
I think that's very true, and I think that, you know, that goes back to kind of the idea of demand, is that, you know, if government or if, you know, people see that, wow, people are actually responding to these markets and that this is actually something that people want, again, from a business perspective, then it's a good business venture for, you know, to support that, to support the accessibility, even farm to school programs or farm to college. These are things that are just kind of taking off, and you know, there are a lot of pilot studies looking at, you know, how people are responding to these kind of more direct linkages to the farm, and so far, I mean, I think the evidence is pretty promising, and you know, people are really appreciating this, and also children are getting involved, and that's another, you know, very important component, I think, at least in terms of targeting the obesity epidemic, is that, you know, this needs to start at a very young age, and that, you know, children are being taught to eat certain foods over others, and that, you know, we need to encourage not only, I think, you know, local food systems, but also, you know, the right foods.
Well, as we talked about last week on this show, those decisions to choose certain foods starts in the womb, because in the womb, certain taste sensations and linkages to feelings occurs in the womb. So if the mom is eating those foods during pregnancy, there's a high probability that the child will gravitate to those foods once they come out of the womb. I said this once, and a lot of people gave me flack. You cannot. It's very, very difficult to change the trajectory of a bullet once it's left the barrel. The same is true of life. It's very, very hard to change the trajectory of a life once it's left the womb. A lot of things are imprinted in the womb, and we have to get this message now. Listen, Caroline, thank you so much for coming on the show, Caroline Frank. Okay.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Richard Steckel, and we're going to talk about the food styles in the South and what challenges they produce in the area of obesity and type 2 diabetes. I hope Paula Dean is listening right now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Wir sind in den Vorgarten umgekriegt. Doch wir treten nur auf der Stelle. Versteh doch, es geht unsere Existenz. Vergiss das Materielle, vergiss den Job, vergiss Mercedes-Benz. There are two products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at WiseChoiceMedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented chill right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, so this discussion is going to kind of stay in a similar vein as we've been discussing through the previous interview when we bring Richard Steckel on the phone. How you doing, Richard?
Good.
And
glad to be here.
And it's really exciting to have you. I think the work that you're doing is really, really important, by the way. And so I want to get started here. So, Richard, you're with the Economics, Anthropology, and History Department at Ohio State University, correct?
That's correct.
And you recently authored a paper called The Hidden Cost of Moving Up, Type 2 Diabetes, and the Escape from Persistent Poverty in the American South. I have been heard to say on this show, when discussing the plight specifically of African-American people that because they started their passage through this journey in the United States in the South, that they were indoctrinated into probably the worst possible type of dietary habits that they could. Do you think that was a misstatement on my part or an over-exaggeration?
Well, there is a long tradition in the Southern diet of pork, corn, biscuits, gravy, salt, and that developed in the 1700s, and it's still heavily in evidence in the South today.
And I respectfully would say that pork may not be the problem, although commercially farmed pork today could be. But wouldn't you say that the propensity for to combine a sweet tooth with heavily fried, grease-laden, heavily breaded foods could be potentially worrisome to a person who is looking at a dietary relationship to disease?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have ancestors in Georgia, was born in Georgia, although I grew up in upstate New York. I'm quite familiar with that diet and the use of large amounts of lard, in even in cooking vegetables, was very common. And that is a toxic diet if you don't have enough exercise to work it off.
Okay. So now let's talk about the American South for just a second. You have a beautiful map in your study. It reminds me of one of those maps where they show during the weather the hot spots for tornado warnings and stuff like that. And if you look at this map, you would say, oh, my God, the American South has got tornadoes everywhere. This is the highest level of diabetes in the country, is it not?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so discuss what you learned from your paper.
Well, let me back up.
Please.
Was trained as an economic historian at the University of Chicago, but I've had a long interest in demography and in human biology. And I go to their conferences, I read their literature, I talk to experts in the field. And when I saw this map about 3 years ago, I said, oh my gosh. You know, I was aware roughly that diabetes prevalence had been rising rapidly in the U.S. in the last 20 years, but I didn't think it was so concentrated. So I put my geographically concentrated, my knowledge of economic history, to examining this map. And I knew the history of the South was special or different from that in the rest of the country. And I began wondering and talking to people about how one could link their history with the current state of diabetes.
And when you looked at the map and the rate of diabetes, were there any salient characteristics that jumped right to the top? I know you listed, you know, some of these dietary concerns, high sodium intake, pork, lots of fried foods. Were there any other characteristics? Were there anything that would point to polymorphisms within that population of people that would even further cause them to respond to the American diet this way?
The South is also known, for hard work in agriculture
right.
in the early 1900s. But with the South was slow to mechanize agriculture. The tractor diffused slowly mainly in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. The cotton picker diffused in the 1950s, but more the 60s. And this is the era when physical work began to decline in intensity.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the era when I think the seeds were planted, the ground was laid for the current high prevalence of diabetes in the South.
Interesting discussion we had right before your interview with a Caroline Frank, who just authored a paper looking at the highly subsidized, the linkage between government subsidized crops and obesity. And the linkage is really profound. And what I was going to say is, you know, the South is known for agriculture.
Yes.
And we have lots of farmers there, the salt of the earth, the hardest working people in the world are farmers. Make no mistake about this. At the same time, the farmers there need to be able to survive, and quite often they grow crops that they know they can pay their bills on, and these crops quite often are highly subsidized by the American government. And these crops, as of recent times, have now been implicated in the rise of obesity. I would ask, respectfully, if you had a map that defined where the corn, wheat, and soy are grown to the greatest degree, I have to believe it would fall within this diabetes map.
Well, there is the Corn Belt. And but corn, let me back up, is grown almost everywhere.
Yes.
In the country. The issue is, where are the commercial quantities grown? And that the Corn Belt stretches from central Ohio west to central Nebraska, north into Minnesota, south some into Missouri and Tennessee, Kentucky, okay. Tennessee, and so on. Corn has always been grown in the South more as a crop for feeding livestock and for feeding people.
Gotcha.
So it was used to fatten hogs that later became, later in the year, an important part of the diet. So, no, I don't see corn there.
Okay.
As part of that explanation in terms of subsidy, but... the others you mentioned were what?
Soy and wheat. Corn, soy, and wheat are the three most subsidized crops in America today, and they all three have been implicated in the as part of the obesogenic model.
Well, the wheat is grown in Oklahoma north into the Dakotas.
Yeah, so that kind of that totally shoots my whole jailhouse theory in the foot right there. So I think you're right. It has nothing to do with those particular crops. So we have to look at food preparation and food choices,
yes,
by and large.
Yes.
What about? I think that your paper also talked about birth weights. Do we have larger birth weights in that region as well?
I think they tend to be smaller, and they're on average 100 grams, 150, 200 grams lower among African Americans than among European Americans.
Okay.
So that is a pattern that persisted right up to the present. It was true historically as far back as we have birth weights into the 1800s. There's a great deal of discussion in the medical community as to why that might be true.
Okay. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick up this discussion. On the other side of the break, you're listening to Super Human Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com. You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473. free or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Richard Steckel from Ohio State University. Okay, so clearly what you gathered from this research was it's a combination of what was once a very, very powerfully beneficial diet, very, very nutrient and calorically dense for very, very hardworking people. But what ended up happening was the hard work was taken away, but people, they kept with tradition and kept eating this way. So that really is the salient information from this. Would you agree with that?
That is the main point, the persistence of food habits during this change in work in the 1950s, but especially the 60s and 70s.
And also, we've really learned that this type of diet is thought of as comfort food for some reason, where a steak and asparagus may not be thought as comfort food, but for some reason, these heavy, grease-laden meals seem to be considered comfort food. This has been evidenced by the popularity of people like Paula Deen, for instance, and her cooking styles. Why is that considered comfort food, Professor?
Well, I think it's satisfying. For whatever reason, it triggers, feelings within the brain that this food is nourishing, it's good for you. I think it provides quick energy. And that is important to that feeling. So it's maybe an illusion. It's temporary. This food is comfort when, in fact, too much of it for too long will lead to have health consequences.
What do you hope that people who make decisions on food policy and stuff like that take away from your research?
Well, on policy, I think efforts to improve the diets of children, because that's where one learns what is good for you, what tastes good. So I applaud efforts that go into the schools and try to improve diets there to take away products in vending machines and so forth that are high in sugar, high in fat. I know this upsets many people who are, libertarian and don't want the government intervening in their lives, but I think this is such an important problem that we need to consider these kinds of actions, because their children are not getting this advice at home. Another possibility would be to promote the availability of highly nutritious food. There are many neighborhoods in the United States, for example, where it's difficult to find in the grocery stores, the neighborhood grocery stores, fresh produce.
Yeah, we're now calling these these places food deserts because
they are
devoid of any real nutritious healthy food, and all they have is fast food and packaged foods, and that's it.
Yes, that kind of food is cheap. It's comfort food, as you say, and provides a lot of calories. So it helps you get through the day, but it's easy to eat on the run while you're driving, whatever. So it fits many, many lifestyles, and the fruits and vegetables and, home prepared meals, well, they take time and they take expertise. So it is a challenge. There's no doubt about that, but I think we could make progress there. I think once people have had good food as children that's fresh, they learn to enjoy it. I mean, if you want an anecdote, I grew up in upstate New York and had we had 80 acres. We basically lived out of the garden.
Right.
During the summer, we had an asparagus patch. We even sold small quantities of asparagus commercially. But we all loved asparagus. I would cut it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We'd eat it at 6. It was just the most amazing stuff. Nothing like what you even can get in a grocery store today.
Well, let me ask you another question, just to pry a little bit. I'm from New York originally, and I spent a lot of time in upstate New York, in north of the Catskill region, up in Schoharie County, and even as far north as the Adirondack region in the past. And so were any of the men, including yourself, hunters?
Well, recreation. I know occasionally I'd go hunt pheasants with my dad or something like that.
But you never took a whitetail deer once in a while in the wintertime?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because it's fantastic quality of animal protein that people don't realize.
Yeah.
These are animals that have not been co-opted yet with artificial diets. They're still living the way they've done for hundreds of years up there. Basically, you know, what people don't know about upstate New York is it's a haven for apple orchards, and the deers eat apples and they eat grass and they eat all, and they just the leanest, highest quality animal protein you can find, and free. You get a deer license, you can generally take $2 or $3 a year, and that's enough to stock a freezer for an entire year.
It is, and I think there are parts of certainly hardscrabble New England, where this is done regularly. People hunt for food.
Yeah.
And surely they do in parts of upstate New York as well. And there are places that will process this meat and freeze it for you. So I might add, too, that parts of the United States are becoming overrun with deer. There's been a decline in hunting, and they pose a nuisance on the highways, and so maybe that's something that could be promoted as
relearned. The problem is that society frowns on anything that's considered aggressive. The whole vegan agenda is driven by being kind to animals. Animals aren't kind to animals, but people are supposed to be kind to animals. And I'm not talking about beating your dog. I'm talking about hunting. Hunting is frowned upon today because it's supposed to be somehow cruel. But you want to know what's cruel? The way cows live in CAFO farms until they're slaughtered, and then they end up at your Kroger store. That's cruel.
Yes.
So I'd rather I'd rather live a normal life as an animal for 3, 4, 5 years and then have a painless, end of my life than live in a stall, not being able to sit down or lay down, pooping on the back of my legs until somebody slaughters me. That's no life. So anyway, but that's a whole different. I want to talk about something else before we end the interview. I'm very intrigued. We've taken on a mission on this show to start looking at the economically underserved areas, as we pointed out a second ago, food deserts, and we can't help. You can't ignore the African-American faction within these areas of the country and the unavailability of healthy foods and the lack of information about good food choices. And you are working on a book called A Dreadful Childhood. Talk about that, please.
Well, and the subtitle is The Long Shadow of American Slavery. And so I have some good measures of the health of slaves. I can estimate their mortality rates and life expectancy from plantation records, and I have well over 100,000 measurements of the heights of slaves, which reflect nutritional conditions and exposure to pathogens, And it turns out the children were very, very short and endured very high mortality rates, infant mortality rates of perhaps 35%.
Wow.
And probably less than half the children survived to age five. So this was, an enormous burden that I think had several consequences. One is it probably almost surely compromised cognitive function. There are many studies which document the effects of poor nutrition in utero and early childhood on brain development. And I do have evidence which shows that the children born after 1865, compared with those born before in Georgia, why Georgia, it's a state, if in 1900 you lived there, you descended from slaves. There were not free blacks who moved into Georgia.
Right.
And I find that in 1900 and 1910, the wealth owned by African-Americans who were born after 1865 was 3 to 4 times higher than that of those born before.
Oh.
So it confirms the cognitive hypothesis. I don't have...
Well, and I'd like to go a little bit further with that. We understand the epigenetic effects of a child being malnutriated in the womb. We know this already, that it actually causes... let's put it this way. There is speculation that this term thrifty gene is actually activated when a child is in the womb and the mother is not well nourished. That the baby, because of evolutionary selection pressure, the body goes, okay, bad time to have a baby, but we're not so sick that we're going to abort it. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to rewire this baby because this baby is coming into a world of limited access to nutrition. So we have to turn this baby into a child who, even on small amounts of food, can survive. Hence the whole term thrifty gene. The thrifty gene is actually a gift from evolution that says, okay, in times of famine, children born to mothers suffering during famine will be guarded against famine because they will be able to get fat even on small amounts of food.
If I have something to contribute to your statement there would be, I think this process is intergenerational, that if it persists for many, many generations, the effect is probably stronger.
I agree.
And that was the case for African-Americans in the United States and the case for some European-Americans, but definitely for African-Americans.
Yeah, and we know that transgenerational epigenetic effects can last, one single exposure to something, as far as we can see now, can last 3, 4, 5 generations, and we're not sure if it's further than that because we've only started to look at that now.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting.
Well, I'm trying to assemble resources, grants, that kind of thing, that would study this phenomena during the 20th century, because that's where the good data reside. I hope we can come up with something that is individual-level data, follow particular people, particular families, from one generation to the next, rather than these state-level, county-level studies.
Yeah.
I mean, very useful, as I have here, but you really want to document this at the individual level.
Yeah, because the other stuff puts you in the vicinity, but this would actually tell you if you really, really,
right.
If it's really meaningful or not. I agree 100%. Listen, Dr. Steckel, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. I know that you were hard-pressed to do this interview, and I think it's very, very important work that you've contributed here to the discussion of obesity, diet, and so on. Thank you so much.
All right. Glad to be here.
Take care. All right. So stay tuned. We'll be right back right after the break. I want to give you some news.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented Chill Right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. A couple things I wanted to announce. New sponsor, BioAge, Bio Superfoods. Check out their banner ad for a 10% discount. This stuff is really legit. I have been using it. You know that I'm a big proponent of spirulina. This is the most advanced form of microalgae and spirulina combined. It's got some amazing health benefits. And I have to tell you, I don't want to go on the record and go, yeah, I am making amazing progress in the gym. I'm continuing to get stronger. I really do believe that taking this stuff has added to my ability to recover faster. It's known to boost the immune system, and we know that the immune system plays a role in recovery. For those of you who want to check it out, go to the website and click the BioAge banner ad. There's a 10% discount for anybody who wants to try it out. Also, don't forget, you can get the 30-day free patch from Age Force, the fat loss patch from Age Force, by going to the banner ad on the homepage. And if it's still there, it's still valid, click it, and there's a coupon code on the landing page that will tell you. You don't have to sign up for the auto ship. You do not. You can just pay the shipping and handling for a 30-day supply, and they'll send it to you. It's a legit opportunity if you really do want to try it. Also, Dave over at Extreme Formulations, XF Muscle, he's on our website and advertising this month only for a Peptide 2.0 jug with free shipping to the USA and Canada. Now, remember, for those of you who, for whatever reason, don't want to justify or can't spend the money on the grass-fed whey protein from Whey Natural USA, which is my favorite whey protein by far, and I'm not just saying that. I go through 10 pounds a month, and I pay for it myself, by the way. This is really a great product. 50% protein from whey, 50% protein from casein, Free shipping inside the United States. 9 amazing flavors. Really, really great flavors. Canadian listeners, you have to order a minimum of 2 jugs. It doesn't matter if it's the small jug or the medium-sized jug. You have to order a minimum of 2 jugs, and you'll get free shipping to Canada, too. That's this month only, and the month is running out. So please check it out. Go to the website and click the XF Muscle banner ad. One other thing I want to mention. I'm hearing from everybody that August is the worst month inside the fitness and health industry. I'm not sure why that is, but I'll tell you this. If August is the worst month, that means people are not paying attention to their game. This is a great time for you to up your game and make better progress. That's what I'm doing right now. So if people are taking off because, well, the kids are going back to school and I'm all distracted, get undistracted. Don't take your eye off the ball. And you'll come out of this month where other people are just trying to get back to where they were, and you'll have made progress. We'll see you tomorrow. Rob Regish is not on tomorrow. We will be performing the 5th episode of the Dinosaur Muscle Mass series, so you want to tune in for that. We'll see you tomorrow, and thanks for listening.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.